Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to
I like having good news stories when Marty knows nothing about what we're going to be talking about.
You know what? You know what's funny about this? I kind of like this random aspect of, like, I'll take notes in the morning and I'll scribble on a piece of paper. And when we start out every segment, I'll just throw stuff out there.
Right.
I think it works better if it's kind of random sometimes.
I think so. It's ad-libbed.
It's always wonderfully charming.
So when we talk about children and we talk about kids who are featured in this good news segment, what's the universal thing we say to each other? Why do they get it? What is it about this kid that makes them so extraordinary when others are kind of more wallflowery and don't really get involved?
Because we've seen kids do extraordinary things, and then we say, well, I got to get my kid going on something
right.
Like this.
Am I failing my family by not pushing them to do more? What are we doing here?
Why don't they express greatness like this?
Right. Yeah, yeah. And in all likelihood, they will in their own way. But I want to introduce you to Steele Eckenrode. I'm going to bring him up right now. Hey, Steele, how are you, dear?
Hey, Wendy, I'm doing good.
Okay, so I want everybody to know your name because, Steele, I think you're going to be one of those guys who's going to go on and do great things no matter where it is. Steele just graduated from Seton Hill University. He graduated with a business degree and also got a certificate in graphic design. However, you know, lots of kids graduate from college. A lot of us have already done so. That's not what makes, I think, you so special, Steele. I love that you got the President's Award for service at your university, and that recognizes a graduating senior every fall and every spring for exemplary service to the community. And what you've done, I mean, just go through some of the things that you've done in the community that have made a difference.
All right. Well, I first off want to say thank you for allowing me to speak on here. I'm really grateful for you allowing me to be on here. But so far, so many things I've done in the past, but a few things, just to name off the top of the head. Like, so I've worked with the local nonprofit CASA out in Greensburg, Westmoreland County, and I helped them in various ways, such as just helping them advertise, try and reach further engagement, as well as just like trying to really just raise money for them through different projects, like an Enactus Fun Run for Charity, which is like an organization that I worked with while up at school. And we really just created a bunch of different social entrepreneurial projects that really impact the community. So that was just a few things. I also worked with Shim in the past and helped make a little flyers or designs for some of the banquets, as well as I even sponsor a child out in Guatemala currently. Dude, that's through the Unbound program. And it's sort of just like it's a great opportunity for me to see someone else's life who is right around the same age range as me and understand what he's going through, as well as just get to understand someone else across the country. And I mean, I visited him down in 2010 and I really got to, I don't know, really understand what it's like to see how many privileges I have in my own life and see how much more I can be doing with my life and make an impact. Like, he is such a great guy and he's so inspirational and such a nice guy I get to write to all the time. But I mean, I have so many privileges that I really got to know right once I got to meet him. And I feel that I can use those privileges in a way to create a bigger impact in my own community.
I love it.
What inspires you, brother? I mean, this just doesn't fall out of the sky like an acorn. Is it your dad, your mom? What is it, buddy?
It's multiple things. So, I mean, my dad really was the one who taught me about service and really giving back. I mean, he's a businessman, but like he really pushed me to reach out to different nonprofits, even like just understand what it means to give back. My mom is just a super nice person that is always charismatic and always nice to everyone. And I think like, I mean, I grabbed both their personalities, but it's not only that. It's like these past 4 years, I got to meet some truly inspirational people, like a few people that just recently actually received the award was Fitzgerald Robertson, even Mike Brocco, and even my girlfriend. She received this award.
Aww.
And I just like been surrounding myself with inspirational people.
Yeah.
And it truly changes you. And so, I mean, that I think like just surround yourself with those kind of people can change you. Like even like the two people on campus that really like made that huge impact for me was Elise Michaud and even Darren Oxen. I might just mess up their last names, but they're like great people. And like, you just got to find those people out there.
Yeah. Great people attract great people. I've got 30 seconds. Tell me what you would say to people out there, maybe in college, maybe in high school, that might, you know, nudge them forward and follow in your giving footsteps. What would you say?
I would say try and surround yourself with those inspirational people that truly are servant leaders. And try and use your privileges for good so that you can make a better community impact and build stronger communities through that impact.
Steele Eckenrode, I love it. I think you're wonderful. You're a member of St. Bernard's. You've been an active member of the parish, altar server, volunteer. You're a great guy, and we're super happy that you're part of our community. And from all of us here at KDKA, we wish you only the brightest future.
Thank you so much. Thank you again for having me on here.
You crush it. It's a privilege, man. You inspire us. Thank
you,
buddy.
Yes, you do. Take care, sweetheart. Boom. Love him.
Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.